Our global hit today features an artist from Zimbabwe.
My name is Chiwoniso Maraire. I use Chiwoniso only as my performance name.
Chiwoniso was actually born here in the United States, but her family is from Zimbabwe, and Chiwoniso has in fact lived there for much of her life. And it's in Zimbabwe that Chiwoniso has made her biggest mark as a musician. Her new album is called Rebel Woman. Zimbabwe's economic collapse and recent political turmoil prompted Chiwoniso to return to the U.S. a month ago. We asked her recently to tell us about Zimbabwe and about her own experience as a Zimbabwean living in the United States.
I don't consider myself a political refugee as such because I was born in this country, you know, so it's not like I've left one country of love in my life and gone to a place that I don't know because of politics. But the situation in Zimbabwe is very difficult at the moment. It's frustrating. The arts, music in particular, has taken a very serious knocking because of the economic situation. You know, when there's not enough money in the country, entertainment becomes something that sort of slides lower down on the list of what's important to do and you know, spend time with. Also, the freedom of speech aspect as an artist is very seriously compromised in Zimbabwe right now.
Tired and dusty, she sat by the road. Her green spotted uniform and her sneakers outworn. Rebel woman, yeah. Rebel woman, yeah. She took off her hat and she leaned against a tree. Her rifle by her side, rough worn hands upon her knee. Rebel woman. Rebel woman, yeah.
I definitely choose my words carefully. My music and the words and that I choose when I'm singing are not words to insult or to offend. They are words to bring awareness to a situation that I would personally find important, or I know that it's important maybe to someone else's life, because I don't write only about what I'm experiencing and what I see. I also listen to other people's stories, you know, and put that down to music and compose and stuff like that. Only One World is a song that basically what I'm saying is that to teach our children racism and separatism is only destructive, you know, because we carry their future and at the same time they are our future. Everything we teach our children now will determine the type of adults they will be and the kind of world this world will turn out to be. When I was writing this song as well, I was speaking specifically about what's going on in Zimbabwe regarding the children right now, because with the way things are politically and the way things have been economically, half the time the teachers aren't going to school. You switch on TV and state television, all they're talking about is that you have to basically just follow what we tell you. You know what I mean? It's like there's no space for like freedom of thinking. There's no space for the children to see things other than what they're being told. And I think that this is hugely dangerous. You know, human nature requires Zimbabwe to go through some of what it's going through right now. Not all of, but some of, because it's such a young country. And I definitely want, you know, the average American person to understand that we're not all dying of malaria, kwashiorkor, AIDS, and you know what I mean? This is a deeply intelligent people. But at the end of the day, I just want them to know that, you know, there's beautiful, defiant people, music all over the world, including Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe Zimbabwean musician Chiwanisa there. She's touring the U.S. right now performing songs from her new album, Rebel Woman. You can find out if she's coming to an area near you by going to theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at Medtronic.com.